From the 2019 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, we've got our reports powered by Corteva AgriScience, your partner in range and pasture productivity. And join us today, Jerry Bond from Kansas, currently the chairman of the policy division of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he's just been nominated to be serving as vice president of NCBA in the coming year.
Jerry, you're moving up into the officer chairs, looks like, or this coming year as vice president of NCBA. Why the interest through these years of serving in an officer type and chair type position?
Ron, I've had about a 45-year career in the beef and cattle industry, and I recently retired from operating a large cattle feeding company, and I now have a little more time to devote to industry affairs, and the industry's been really good to me and my family, and I just felt like it was important that I give back to the industry, and I'm interested in political things and all of the different legislative activity that go on that affect the beef industry and the cattle industry, and so I'm looking forward to being more involved in that process here in the coming years.
You've also served and put a lot of hours in through KLA as well.
Yes, I was president of KLA in 1997 and spent quite a bit of time on various committees and the Beef Council in Kansas also.
Tell me a little bit about your last couple of years in the policy side of things for NCBA, working with the officers, working with other members, and trying to develop and help then try to push forward the policies that are important to cattle producers.
Well, you know, we were really excited that the 2018 Farm Bill got passed recently. Included in that was funding and authorization to develop a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. As we go forward, we hope that we will get additional funds so that we can populate that vaccine bank properly so that if, heaven forbid, that we would ever have a foot and mouth disease outbreak in the United States, that we're prepared to deal with that and to minimize the damage that would come from that so that we can keep beef trading around the world. Here in 2019, we got three or four priorities that we're going to be working on. One is trade and continuing to work to expand the opportunities to export beef to other countries around the world. We currently are at a 12% tariff disadvantage with Canada, for instance, in Japan. So we need to work on getting a bilateral trade agreement with Japan so that we can keep that important market open. I think a win-win for us here over the last couple of years has been the amount of beef that we've been able to export to Korea. And we recently had a Korea free trade agreement that the U.S. and Korea agreed to, and we now have unfettered access to that market, and that's a huge growing market for us, as well as some other countries in Asia and around in other parts of the world that we'll be looking at.
I know that there are several other things that you're watching real closely in D.C., and one that we've heard a lot about are the so-called ELDs, the hours of service issue of hauling livestock.
Yes, you know, we have to move cattle across the country, and some of the, for instance, if we take a load of cattle from Florida to Kansas, it's about a 24 to 26-hour trip. Under the current regulations, as proposed by the Department of Transportation, we would be limited to only driving for 11 hours. And so how are we going to humanely handle those animals as we try to get them transported from one part of the country to the other? And so NCBA has been really active in working and trying to get some relief from that. Right now, we do have a delay in the implementation of that, but we need to get something done on a permanent basis, and that's probably going to take a year or two for us to get it done. But we look forward to working with the government and trying to solve this so that we can keep highways safe, but also we humanely handle our animals as we transport them from various parts of the country.
As you move into the officer chairs for NCBA, what are your thoughts about, you know, where this industry really is right now? And where, you know, you'd like to see, for example, NCBA continue to be positioned within it?
The industry's doing quite well right now. For instance, the export business alone is giving us over $300 a head, and I think therein lies an opportunity for us. The current environment in Washington is probably not going to be as favorable for us over the next couple of years as we now have a divided government. You know, currently we're at a stymied with the immigration activities and whether there should be a wall or not. So it doesn't appear like that we're going to have a lot of new legislation that we need to be concerned about and probably not out on all of new legislation that's going to be favorable for us. So we're going to probably end up playing defense a little bit more here in the next couple of years than we have the past 2 years. But NCBA is going to be there. We've got a staff of 20 people that will continue to monitor and do things that work on legislation and protecting our industry from onerous regulations that might come down the pike.
I would suspect NCBA is going to be a kind of a strong advocate of this new revised WOTUS as well.
No doubt about that. And, you know, the 2015 WOTUS law was fraught with challenges for landowners. This new law will continue to keep water clean, but it will also give landowners clear direction and guidance. And we won't have to have concerns about if we can dig a post hole, for instance, whether we need to have a permit from the government to do that. So this new law will be much cleaner and easier for landowners to navigate through.
Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Bond from the state of Kansas, the current policy division chair and incoming president for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.